This is a self-care snippet from the Worthy Mother podcast. As mothers, we need to prioritize our own care. Within this few minute long episode, you will hear how our past guests prioritize their own self-care and some tips on how you can do the same. Let's get into it.
For all twos, the first thing is self-care and self-love. And I think that that was kind of where it started for me, was to just like notice how much not love I was giving myself and make that internal switch. That's not really self-care, but like whilst doing the self-care things, telling myself that I am worthy of the time I'm spending on myself and releasing myself and being disinterested in any like guilty or shameful feelings I have on spending time and money and energy on things that are just for me. I think we get caught in traps of like, oh, I'm going to do self-care, but it's like actually going to kind of benefit other people too or something. And so honestly, I love a really good facial. I have an amazing woman who just like gives me an entire experience during my facial. And for me, there's a lot of shame I carry around my skin and like not being confident with it because I have acne. And so just spending some time, really spending some time on something that's a piece of me that usually I would ignore. And then I have someone to hold me accountable to my, like my face routines, which is not self-care. It's just actually doing what you need to do, you know, like live basically. So facials, I love getting massages. I'm a gym member and I love going into the sauna and just like sitting in the sauna, closing my eyes, reading a book, listening to some music. I'm getting more into like meditative practices, Reiki, you know, breath work. I could keep going because that's literally the journey of it too, is like, what are you going to do for self-care? So I'm just like, let me go through all the things and see what really lands with me, fulfills me, and gives me that love that I'm looking for so that I can be love for myself and others instead of being in a stuck place where I'm resentful of others because I never get my needs met. So learning what my needs are and freaking doing it. So if that's like, right now, I really need a hug, I'm gonna go to my husband and I'm gonna ask for a hug instead of me being like, he's never hugging me. Just like totally going down that route. So probably a longer answer than what you were looking for. There's my shame right there, by the way. But like, honestly, that is a really proud thing for me because I used to just probably be like, I like to talk to my friends on the phone or something. And I really don't know, but it's been a focus of my journey and I'm better because of it. And I would just say for anybody, if you're looking out and seeing someone else do something in their self-care life and you're like jealous of it, just make time and space for you to do that. Set aside. And I know that monetarily, some of these things are not always accessible. Do something to make it as accessible as possible. Ask for it, for a gift. Do whatever you can so that you can experience those things because you deserve it. And again, you'll show up a better person for yourself and others when you're really enriching yourself with that self-love. But if you don't have time to do a lot, taking a moment to really give yourself those compliments and self-love from the inside is going to be the key to being healthier and connected for any of the nine types.
I love that answer. Not at all longer than what I'd hoped for.
See?
There's that validation.
Now you have to give me an affirmation. See? See? I did it.
I know what you need now.
Thank you.
But I love looking at self-care as the meeting of our needs. That's something that for me, that's really how I personally define it. And maybe that comes from the understanding I have of self-care as a two. There's kind of some awareness that's being brought forward for me based on that answer. But there's so much in there that I find so valuable. I think we can really normalize the fact that like we are worthy of getting our needs met and of focusing on that for ourselves. Like it doesn't have to always come from someone else. We can actually look inside and get our needs met, whether that's going and getting a facial. And it sounds like that's not just a facial. There's a lot underneath why that is what you're choosing. Mm. And it could be that, but it can also be anything else that meets a need, whether that. It's, it could be a physical need or just something that like, sounds nice. Sounds relaxing. Yeah.
Let's go back to those three centers of intelligence, because honestly, like this is for everybody, but keep a pulse on your mental, physical, and emotional energy. If one of those tanks is getting drained, there's a need that needs to be fulfilled. And so for us twos, we'll tell ourselves we don't deserve a break. We haven't done enough yet. There's other types that will think other things, right? but like my emotional energy is so drained. I can feel it. I don't have any patience left. I don't have that space for my kids to have their big moments of anger and whatever. And so I am going to like, let myself know. My husband and I have this, it's from Brené Brown, where it's like, we just say what number we're at. And we're like, oh, I'm at like a 20 right now. And if he's like, also I'm at a 20, we have this family gap plan because we're not at 100% yet. So it's like, get out the tablets, get out the snacks, get out whatever we need to just for the next hour, not be having to deal with all of the emotional needs that are happening because I don't have the capacity. And that is okay, because guess what? I'm a human being and I'm allowed to not have emotional capacity today too. That's not a good or bad thing. It doesn't make me a bad mom because today I'm dealing with more emotions. And so just even giving myself the permission to literally stop the presses, I'm not going to keep making dinner. Are you kidding me? I'm freaking tired. I have a headache. Get the chicken nuggets out. Order something, like whatever, get a leftover out, throw them some crackers. I don't care. We're going to put on something on YouTube and you're going to watch it. And I'm going to give myself the permission to maybe just go upstairs and be quiet for a little bit so that I can come back down and love on you and do nighttime bedtime without this chaos of me feeling really drained. And I feel like if we would just stop and notice those mental, physical, and emotional needs, let our partner have those mental, physical, and emotional needs, give each other a break in those moments and just have that family gap plan. That right there is like more than anything that self-care can do for us, because we're like, in the moment, I'm going to care for myself. I'm not going to go away and get a facial. I'm going to say right now, I don't have the emotional capacity to be present for you and hold space for your emotions. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to have them, but I can't. Like, this is too much for me right now.
Like what you heard? You can find the link to the full episode in the show notes and tune in for new episodes of the Worthy Mother podcast every Tuesday. You are worthy, Mama.